Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rustelli. Hello and welcome to the June 8th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rustelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Last up on The Hemp Show today, we have Kent Brown, the president and content developer of Witnessing History. Ken is a former constitutional lawyer and author of several books on American history and has produced 11 documentary films on American history for public television broadcast. He is currently working with the hemp industry to produce a film on the history of hemp. Thank you for joining us today, Kent, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
Excellent. So I have to say, starting things off, that although I have a broad understanding of the history of cannabis, I do not have much, if any, of an understanding of the history of hemp. And I'm extremely excited today to not only learn about what the plan is with the history of hemp, you know, the documentary that you're working on here, but also just to learn some things that I have no idea about. Yeah. So, I would let you take it away. Take it wherever you like.
Well, let me just say, for purposes of what we're doing, the production of this film, hemp has an enormous history with the development, founding, and development of this country, of America. In fact, I mean, it was seen in Plymouth with the Pilgrims. It was grown in Jamestown. And in fact, the legislature governing Jamestown actually made it a requirement that you plant hemp. And hemp became important for a whole lot of reasons, particularly the hemp fiber. You could make clothes with it. You could make hats with it. You could make bed coverings for it. You could make floor coverings with it. But more importantly to the British Empire, which of course is responsible for most of the early settlers here, it became essential for the British Navy in that from hemp, you can create rope. It is a very stiff and durable rope. And that rope made out of hemp became what was used for all the rigging, the halyards, all the roping, including the ladders they used to climb up the masts of those vessels. It also was used for the sails. So the British were very interested in the United States, what became the United States, the colonies, developing large crops of hemp because they could use them. And it became particularly important in the early 19th century because of the Napoleonic Wars, where the Balkans, where England received most of its hemp. Russia and the Balkans were shut down due to Napoleon. So they turned to the United States. And the United States began to be one of the great leaders, including, frankly, Kentucky, where I live. Kentucky became the largest producer of hemp in the Western world. And It began to be used in the United States Navy. To give you an idea, our favorite ship out of the War of 1812, the Constitution, or Old Ironsides, there was on the Old Ironsides 85 tons of hemp used in the halyards, rigging, and sails of that vessel. And that was only one of the vessels used by the United States Navy during the War of 1812. Hemp, because of its maritime importance, became important to the early founding fathers of this country. George Washington was a raiser, grower of hemp. Thomas Jefferson was, James Madison was. John Adams of Massachusetts was one of the foremost proponents of hemp. And in fact, on his way to the Second Continental Congress, he even wrote out a list of things he wanted the Second Continental Congress to do in the summer of 1776. One is vote on independence, and number two, foster the growth of hemp in the colonies. So, I mean, it shows you how important hemp was in the beginning. And what we want to do in this film, and Witnessing History Education Foundation is a 501c3. We rely entirely on donations to do this kind of work. But we make films that we have broadcast, on public television, cable television, also on multiple streaming channels, including our own, which right now has 2 million views. We have 7 films up there. We've done 11 films altogether. All of them have won awards, and they've all been on various aspects of American history. I believe, and I have for a long time, that we should do a film on the history of hemp in America. One, because of its close association with all the founders of this country, with the founding of the country. And so we have set about proposing a film, the title, the working title of which would be called The Seed and Fiber of Wealth. And for those who would like to go on the website, if you type in Seed and Fiber of Wealth Hemp Film or witnessinghistory.org Hemp Film, you can come up with the entire prospectus for the film. It gives you the history of hemp. It gives you how the film will look. It gives you the budget we have for the film, all of that, and then tells you exactly what type of funding, if you give to this film, we are looking for, and the various different levels of giving for the film. And of course, it's all tax deductible. These films are not inexpensive. This one cost approximately $240,000 to make, but this is a film that will be broadcast widely on public television. All of our films are broadcast on public television. We just finished a film on Abraham Lincoln in Illinois, and that film was picked up by the NETA, the National Educational Telecommunications Association of PBS. And they signaled it to every one of the 247 PBS network affiliates in North America. And so that film has been seen by them. Right now, it to show its popularity in Illinois alone, and it's the film on Lincoln in Illinois, there are 11 PBS affiliates. And of those 11, the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is sponsoring each broadcast of that film to 7 of the 11 PBS affiliates in Illinois. So these films are very popular. They get wide circulation. And we think a film on the history of hemp in America would be something that the viewing public should see. It also elevates the whole idea of hemp to another level, which I think is important in this world. So that's basically the foundation of what we do and what we're proposing.
I have to say that this is all killer. I love it. one of the questions I was going to have later on, which you basically covered already, which was how can we help? And you know, my takeaway from that is that ultimately the film needs to get funded.
Funded.
So, 100%. Not only are we going to help, but we're going to send out everything relating to helping to get this film funded to the entire Cantrade network, to all the businesses, because it's the industry as a whole that not only are rebuilding what we once had, right? And
right,
but also
right,
trying to, get rid of that zeitgeist, get rid of that the misinformation
that's yes.
spread to us for years and years. Yes. You know, so definitely excited about that. And I have to say, love the PBS station. Love, I'm such a nerd with all the like nature educational mm-hmm. films. I haven't watched your history films, but I'm 1000% going to give that those a watch.
I can tell you, if you go on the Witnessing History website, which is witnessinghistory.org, you can see a button that says watch films. All you have to do is sign up, costs nothing, and you can watch all the films. You can also watch them on the Witnessing History Education Foundation YouTube channel. And you type in Witnessing History Education Foundation YouTube, and you can watch them all. Our whole reason for existence is to make films on American history that are high quality and tell just the facts. We have there's no politics in anything we do. Just tell the facts in an entertaining way, and then make them as available to the public as we can make them. So the public doesn't have to pay any money to see them. It could just go right on the YouTube channel or on a PBS channel and watch them.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Right. I mean, a perfect example is the conversation, if you were on prior to this, that I was having with Colas and, mm-hmm. and Dana. I mean, putting together training programs, ultimately watching something like the history of hemp and just everything having to do with that. That should almost be like in the curriculum for the training process for every business,
yeah.
just to
yeah.
understand what people have had to battle and why yes. it is the way it is right now and why it took the 2018 Farm mm-hmm. Bill to ultimately start to turn that around.
Yeah, yeah. I've always felt all along in watching this saga of hemp trying to come back is that the greatest ally it has is its story. And it has a magnificent story connected with all aspects of American history. And that story is so powerful that no matter what anybody might think about hemp, you'd have to conclude this is valuable to this country because it always has been.
Right.
Even in World War II, parachutes. And one of the parachute facilities that made parachutes out of hemp was here in Lexington. So it has always been a factor in America's crises and its development.
Right, right. And so a few questions for you associated sure. with this, all of which I'm sure we'd have no doubt learning about when this film does get produced and ultimately published. The, you know, it's always said that the U.S. Constitution was written on hemp paper. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
No. I would say no. Okay. Nor the Declaration of Independence has often been said to have been written on hemp.
Okay.
Those were written on vellum. And but there is talk, and I think it's probably accurate, that some drafts of those were written on hemp paper because Benjamin Franklin used hemp paper.
Okay.
So there's a strong indication that hemp was there, was played a role in the drafts, but the final ones were on vellum.
Sure, sure. Now, I just had to ask that question because, like I said, I've heard yeah. that, you know, being in the hemp space, I've heard that so many times. I do have a question here, and we don't have to dive into this too deeply because, like I said, this is all going to be, the purpose of this is ultimately to help get this film produced so we can all right. benefit from this Correct. Knowledge. Can you speak a bit on what happened and why hemp got criminalized? I mean, my understanding is the paper industry with DuPont and all basically colluding to then, and then everything having to do with the criminalization of cannabis, slash marijuana, and then trying to restrict the rights of minorities in certain ways. So can you speak to that a bit on how that happened?
I would say, to make it simple, there were two reasons why it became criminalized. One was hemp is a cannabis plant, and it became lumped in with marijuana. And that in the 1930s, 40s was thought to be something that the government ought to intervene and stop. Behind that, though, were people who were interested in manufacturing goods that saw hemp as a rival. It's also a rival that is totally renewable. You can always grow more. Their synthetics and so forth were far more expensive. And consequently, the only way to correct it in their eyes was to get rid of hemp. And the idea that it should be criminalized was a good one for them because, you know, it is a cannabis plant. And so those two things, I think, simply speaking, were the culprits. Greed, competition, and what the plant is. And of course, one of the things we would do in this film is that, and I've talked about this with the Department of Agriculture at the University of Kentucky, the first thing I would do would have a professor of at the University of Kentucky in the Ag Department discuss the difference between hemp and all the rest, right off the bat, just get it out of the way. And now start talking about the history of hemp. Mm-hmm. So we've thought about that over time, and we can take care of that.
Excellent. So one of the trick questions I'll tend to ask people sometimes is, what's the difference between cannabis and hemp?
So I'd let the experts do a lot of the talking on some of that.
Well, you'd be surprised what type of answers I get. So ultimately, this is great. Now, one last question before hopping off here. As far as you said you would have a University of Kentucky expert look in or basically explain the differences between say cannabis and hemp at the start of the film. Right. Is the research for the film mostly completed, or is this something where?
Yes, the research for it is largely done, and in fact, we've been working on the script. We're looking at approximately a 90-minute film. The last portion of the film will be dedicated to things that are happening today, because I think people ought to be aware of what's happening today. It's very exciting to me.
Yeah.
One of the organizations that has contributed to it is Hemp Black out of North Carolina. And it is amazing the type of material those people have been able to produce out of hemp. And so we plan to devote some segment of this film to bringing people up to date. The rest of it is all history. And we're actually working on the script. It's going to be ultimately about a 91-page script. That's a half page. The other half of the page are the illustrations that are going at it, or the footage. And but we're attuned to this. Having done 11 of these things over the years, we have a pretty good system for putting them together. And yes, so we're working on it right now.
Excellent, excellent. Now that just made me think of another question. I know we've got to wrap things up here in a minute, but. A few things. One, 1,000%, I'd love to have you on one of our deep dive conversations because there's a lot of history here and okay. I'm just super curious. So I would love to learn more, but
I'll be happy to.
So Sarah's going to send that link over later today or tomorrow. But one of the last questions I had here is it's a little bit more, comical, but is this in the process of the film, is this going to be a narrated film or is this going to be professionals speaking about the specifics? The reason I ask is you've got a great voice. You don't happen to be the one that's going to be narrating this.
I am the narrator.
You are the narrator.
I've narrated every one of them.
Yes. Well, that's what I had to add. I wasn't sure. I mean, I haven't seen the other films, so I'm going to go watch those, but you have a killer voice. So I was just wondering if you were going to be the one narrating that.
Yeah, I do the narrating of it, and I write the scripts, and I select all the imagery for them. And We have a whole staff of people who are editors and sound designers and all those people. But yes, I will. One thing we will not have, save for a professor of agriculture to just tell the difference, is that we don't like to use talking heads. We don't need someone to come in and tell their opinion about anything. Mm-hmm. What we do is present just the story. It's exciting enough all by itself.
Yeah, that's ultimately why it's rough watching news these days. It is 24 hours of talking heads.
Yeah.
Same reason I can't watch sports channels.
I can't either.
If the game is on, if the game is on, it's all right. But if the game is not on, it's just talking heads for 18 hours a day. But yeah, I totally agree with you. So this was excellent. We're definitely gonna get you on the deep dive, and we're gonna get out what we can. You know, anything you provide us. So we'll get that out to the CanTrade Network. We'll get that out as many businesses as we can, because this is something that needs to be funded through the hemp industry as a whole, because it'll be so much benefit.
Finally, again, the Seed and Fiber of Wealth hemp film will get you to the site. Witnessinghistory.org hemp film will get you to the site. To look at the films, it's witnessinghistory.org. or Witnessing History Education Foundation YouTube. And you can also, for those who are really interesting, by gosh, you can call me. 859-455-9330 is the phone number at Witnessing History, and I'm here to answer anybody's question.
I love it. And I'm going to take that number down next time I'm in a little argument with one of my hemp buddies. I'm like, hey, we got to call Kent. Kent's going to, we don't need Google.
I would be thrilled to death.
This is cool. So all of those links, everything you just mentioned, we're going to go ahead and post that in the YouTube show notes and the podcast notes. So for anybody,
I look forward to working with you guys. It's great.
This is really cool. This is really fun. And like I said, I'm excited to have you on the deep dive.
Thank you.
So if you're interested in connecting with Kent and Witness History, we will be posting the information in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you for joining us, Kent, and I look forward
to seeing
you again.
Thank you.